Read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, the status quo, Chapter 22, the marriage of Kardama Muni and Devahuti, text number 4. Ato hi anyonyam atmanam. Brahma Kshatram Charakshatah Rakshati Smavyayo Devaha Sajah Sat Asat Atmakah Ato Hyanyanyam Atmanam Brahma Kshatram Charakshatah Rakshati Smavyavayo Devaha Sayaha Sat Asat Atmakah Ato Yanyonyam Atmanam Brahma Kshatram Charakshatah Rakshati Smavyayo Devaha Sayah Sat Asat Atmakah Translation. That is why the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas protect each other as well as themselves. And the Lord Himself, who is both the cause and effect and is yet immutable, protects them through each other. Purport. The entire social structure of Varna and Ashram is a cooperative system meant to uplift all to the highest platform of a spiritual realization. The Brahmanas are intended to be protected by the Kshatriyas, and Kshatriyas are intended to be enlightened by the Brahmanas. When the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas cooperate nicely, the other subordinate divisions, the Vaishyas or mercantile people, and the Shudras or liberal class automatically flourish. The entire elaborate system of a Vedic society was therefore based on the importance of the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. The Lord is the real protector, but He is unattached to the affairs of protection. He creates Brahmanas for the protection of Kshatriyas and Kshatriyas for the protection of Brahmanas. He remains aloof from all activities, therefore he is called Nirvikar, without activity. He has nothing to do. He is so great that he does not perform action personally. But his energies act. The Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and anything that we see are different energies acting upon one another. Although individual souls are all different, the super self or super soul is the supreme personality of a Godhead. Individually, one's self may differ from others in certain qualities and may engage in different activities such as those of a Brahman, Kshatriya or Vaishya. But when there is complete cooperation among different individual souls, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead as a Super Soul, Paramatma, being one in every individual soul, is pleased and gives them all protection. As stated before, the Brahmanas are produced from the mouth of the Lord and the kshatriyas are produced from the chest or arms of the Lord. If the different castes of a social sections, if the different castes or a social sections, although apparently differently occupied in the different activities, nevertheless act in a full cooperation, then the Lord is pleased. This is the idea of an institution of four varnas and four ashramas. If the members of a different ashramas and varnas cooperate fully in Krishna consciousness, then society is well protected by the Lord without doubt. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the Lord is the proprietor of all different bodies. The individual soul is the proprietor of his individual body. But the Lord clearly states, "My dear Bhargava, you must know that I am also Kshetratnya." Kshetratnya means the knower or proprietor of the body. The individual soul is the proprietor of the individual body, but the supreme soul, the personality of a Godhead, Krishna, is the proprietor of all bodies everywhere. He is the proprietor not only of the human bodies, but of the birds, beasts, and all other entities. Not only on this planet, but on other planets also. He is the supreme proprietor, therefore he does not become divided by protecting the different individual souls. He remains one and the same, that the sun appears on top of everyone's head. When at the meridian does not imply that the sun becomes divided. One man thinks that the sun is on his head only, whereas 5,000 miles away another man is thinking that the sun is only on his head. Similarly, the super soul, the supreme personality of a Godhead, is one, but he appears to individually oversee each individual soul. This does not mean that the individual soul and the super soul are one. They are one in quality as a spirit soul, but the individual soul and super soul are different. Om Jnana Dimiran Bhasya Gyananya Shalakaya Chakshuran Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Yam Dadati Sva Padandikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Guru Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Vajnasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Parana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurava पावनेभ्यो विष्णुभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे रक्षति स्माप्ययो देवः यः स यः सत् असत् आत्मका. That is why the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas protect each other as well as themselves and the Lord himself, who is both the cause and effect and is yet immutable, protects them through each other. In the first line of this purport, Prabhupada says, the entire social structure of a varna and ashrama is a cooperative system meant to uplift all to the highest platform of a spiritual realization. This social structure consists of two things, varna and ashram. In the conversation between Kardama Muni and Maharaj Manu, in the beginning, Kardama Muni is explaining about the role of Kshatriyas, what exactly they're supposed to do in the society. And there he explained, not by birth one is considered as a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra or Brahmana. And the word that you hear to explain that, Vamshanugata, not according to the birth that you have taken in that family, but it's according to your activities. So varnas are based on the nature that you have got it by birth. Sahaja. Sahaja means which has come along with you at the time of birth. That's what means sahaja. And that's called as a sahaja pravritti. So according to one's sahaja pravritti, one is considered as a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. By training, you can't make brahmanas, because it should be there by nature. And we have a great example, but who is that great rishi wanted to become a Brahmarshi?
Vishwamitra.
Huh? Vishwamitra. As explained here, if Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, if they protect each other, how they can protect each other? Kshatriya can protect Brahmana physically. They can protect their bodies. They can protect their ashramas. And how Brahmanas can protect Kshatriyas? By giving them enlightenment, by guiding them in their lives. See, Kshatriyas, by nature, they are puffed up. They have a pride in them. It's very normal for them. We can't blame them for that particular quality, because that quality itself makes them as a Kshatriya. They are proud of their powers, they are proud of their achievements. To control that pride, Brahmanas enlighten them and protect them. Otherwise, we have seen how the great kings like Nahusha, Kekel, Vana, how they got defeated. Because of their pride. Ravana. Vana sangapa ravana kaya hale. Ahantachite sarva budale. What happened to Ravana? If you read in Valmiki Ramayana about Ravana, you'll come to know what sort of great personality he was. He was a great learned scholar of Vedas. He was the most powerful personality. You know, there is one Veena called as a Rudra Veena. Who has invented that? Ravana. He was the great musician also. But what made him to fall down and ruin his own whole dynasty is his pride. His pride of becoming immortal or becoming most powerful personality. Even though he was born in Brahmana family, but he performs such a severe austerities which are not possible for any normal Brahmana. That can be performed by either a demon or Kshatriya. And he did that. He pleased Brahma. And he got a boon from him that he will get killed. He will not get killed by any of his creation. Again, he forgot to enlist the human being in his list of not getting killed. Because he thought that human being, how they can kill Rakshasas, because they are the food for Rakshasas. So there what the pride, that pride killed him. Only a Brahmana can guide you, because to find out this pride in our heart is the most complicated thing. You can't find it out, that you are having this pride in your heart. And by detecting that pride, Brahmana has the protection for you. That's what the cooperation between Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. This whole Varnashram system is meant to nurture each other's Krishna consciousness. Atmabodha, that has particular word has used in previous verses to indicate that what is the real purpose of establishing this Varnashram. So Varnas are not by birth, they are by the pravritti with what you are born with. Because that pravritti comes whatever activities you have done in previous life. So the basically Varnas are depending upon your activities. Then ashrama. Ashramas are common for all three Varnas. One Varna is not included in a sannyas ashram, that is Shudra. And if Shudra takes sannyas, then what happened? We have a great examples for that. No need to elaborate on that particular part. Brahmanas are allowed to follow all four ashramas. Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Kshatriyas are limited up to three. They can take Vanaprastha. But Kshatriyas are not allowed to take Sannyas, because that's not their propensity. And Vaishyas, even for them, Vanaprastha ashram is also difficult. That's why they are restricted up to Grahastha ashram. And Shudras only Grahastha ashram has given. Even Brahmacharya is also not possible for them to follow. So as per your capacities, as per your nature, you can follow this system. And if you really want to have a peace in the society, then this cooperation between different individuals is necessary. Only by Brahmanas society can be run, because Brahmanas, they can perform all the activities. But society can't be run only by the Kshatriyas. There will be a chaos there, because that pride, that will make them fight with each other. There will be no control. Even the society can't be just run by Vaishyas. It's not possible. Because Vaishyas does not have the proper intelligence through which they can mingle with the people. Because they are always having that particular propensity of dividing people and getting their benefits. That's the worst mentality Vaishyas they have. That's why they are considered as even as equal to Shudras. Because their intelligence never go beyond distinction. Because if you have to do business, you have to differentiate loss and profit. And that cheating propensity is very prominent in them. So it's not possible for them to make a tangible spiritual advancement in their own life. And then Shudras, actually they have a special quality they are bestowed with actually, which makes them qualified to render devotional service. And that is their service potency, service propensity. By birth, they have that propensity to serve. Generally, nowadays so-called this woman liberation group, they get offended when they read from Bhagavad Gita that Sri Vaishas Tata Kshudro Te Pi Papa Yonaya. Why woman is called as a Papa Yoni? Not woman, even Vaishyas, whether male or female, they are called as a Papa Yoni. Why is it so? Because of this propensity. Cheating is very prominent in them. And as we know, if someone has these four propensities, he can't make progress in spiritual life. What are they? कोणते चार दोष आहेत ज्याच्यामुळे आध्यात्मिक प्रगती नाही करू शकत? अपूर्ण इंद्रिय, दादा की always in illusion. Why? Because senses are imperfect. Being in illusion and senses are imperfect, you automatically develop a propensity to cheat. Because you wanted to show what you are not. So that's cheating. And what's the fourth one? Definitely. And where has these four things, not possible for them to make spiritual progress. You may endure for lifetimes. It's like putting water on the, what they call, palte ghadav pani. Like previously they used to go and get water from a river or well. If that pitcher, if it is topsy-turvy, is it possible to fill it up? No. So same way, in the social system, if you are not cooperating with other individuals, it's very difficult to make spiritual progress. What is big of spiritual? Even materially also you can't progress. And here it says that although individual souls are all different, but all they are protected by one individual, that is super soul. And one very wonderful point that Prabhupada makes, we need to understand that. He says, when Lord protects the human society, Hmm? when they cooperate each other. If not, then things get dwindled, goes away. The word ashrama means, as per the Nirukti, is the place where you can make spiritual progress. And that's why this varna and ashramas there. Each varna is divided again into ashramas. Brahmacharya ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, and sannyas ashram. Ashram is the place where you can make spiritual progress. So you can make progress spiritually in brahmacharya ashram. You can make in grihastha ashram also. You can make progress in vanaprastha ashram also. And sannyas.
That for all castes.
Sorry?
That for all castes.
Yeah. Ashram system is for everyone. But particular ashram is not for particular varana, because they can't have that quality. That need to be understood. This is what varana vyavastha Lord has given. And rather than understanding it or studying it, people, they want to give their own opinions about it. And that's why chaos in the society. If you deeply study the Mahabharata or other samhitas which has written by great acharyas and rishis, they explain about our own existence. See, unless and until, I was just going through yesterday few articles which are written by even Western philosophers. They also have this idea. Unless and until society is divided into proper classes, you can't control the mass. You can't control the whole society. Because these classes are important. You can't just keep everyone on one platform. And that's why to becoming a leader is not a job of any layman, because he should have a proper maturity as well as understanding about what he is and where he is. Being a leader, like there is a wonderful incident in Mahabharata. Just to test it out, who is qualified to become a prince? They called Yudhishthir and Duryodhana also. And there were four personalities. They committed one sin, or one similar sin actually, murder. Then Bhishma Dev and Dronacharya and Kripacharya, they asked both Yudhishthir and Duryodhana, what should be the punishment for them according to Nyaya Shastra, or as per the Shasana Vyavastha. So they gave first chance to Duryodhana. Duryodhana you speak. Duryodhana said, all four they have committed similar sin. So all they are entitled for same punishment. For murder, there is a Mrityudanda, hang till death. Then they asked Yudhishthira Maharaj, what do you say about it? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj, he gave four different punishments for four different personalities. For Brahmana, he gave a particular sort of a punishment. For Kshatriya, he gave a particular sort of a punishment. For Shudra, he gave a particular sort of a punishment. And for Vaishya, he gave a particular sort of punishment. Then everyone was amazed. Why is it so? Then he explained, what is to be considered as a death is different for each and every individual. For a Brahmana, to take away him from his position as a Brahmana is like a death. What he can do then? That's the worst thing, that just take out his janu and throw him away from all the pujas and everything. His existence is finished. For Kshatriya, he said just insult him. That is more than enough. Because he's as dead as he, if he gets insulted in the society. For Vaishyas, levy him heavy taxes and extract all his money from him. For Vaishya, without money, there is no existence. He's as good as death. And for Shudra, he says, find out who is its owner, because every Shudra has some owner, because they are serving someone, and punish that person. Automatically this person will get punished, because he is sheltered by someone, and under his shelter he has committed this sin. So he is not liable for sin. The person who is sheltered him, he is liable, because he has not taken care of him. And then they praise Yudhishthira, because being a leader, you should know what is what and who is who. Otherwise, if you expect the same thing from everyone, that's the Shudra mentality. Oh, hum bhi kar rahe to usko bhi karna chahiye na. But why? There is a difference. Spiritually, mentally, physically, that need to be understood. And unless and until you have such a mature leader, society will be in chaos. If you don't have such a wonderful leader, and we are seeing it everywhere. Why there is a chaos in the world? Because no leadership. And Prabhupada, that's why he says that I have established this society to create a Brahmanas. Not just by giving this 2 rupees janu, but to really imbibing the qualities of Brahmanas. Understanding the real goal of life. Cultivating that qualities which are really necessary to make progress in spiritually. Otherwise there are thousands of spiritual institutes are there. They are more austere than what we are. But unless and until you understand the essence of whole system, everything is in vain. So that need to be understood and worked. Generally, ISKCON devotees, they say, now this is a time, like a 10,000 years is a golden era. But unless and until you impart these qualities and carry forward this, that era will not come. So it's our responsibility. Not as a formality to just sit for a class and hear it and just live it. But it is meant to imbibe it. And unless and until we do that, shramaye vahike. So let's pray at the lotus feet of our predecessor acharyas, and especially Prabhupada, who has guided us for this, to create a new revolution in the society. So let be the instrument in his hand to carry forward this movement. Hare Krishna. So any comment, any question?
Brahmanas, they're like a head, considered their intelligence, and appears their hand, like the voices come up, and labored part of the legs, like the calf rate, lower body works. They may know society because they are calculation.
That's right. The example has given ब्राह्मणो अस्य मुखं मासीत् बाहुराजं उरुदस्य वैशपद्भ्यां शूद्राजा. This is in Varna system. An ashram system is got from down. Brahmacharyas are like a feet. Grihasthas are like a belly. Vanaprasthas are like a shoulders. And sannyasis are like a top part. It is considered. Because everyone has his own role in that system. As body, each and every part cooperates with each other. Then it functions nicely. So same way, if you want to have a peaceful society, then these four parts need to be cooperate each other. But the modern way, we can see this communism, and there are so many isms actually. More than 13 isms are there. And all they are creating nonsense only in the society. So really wanted to have a peace, then we should have. Categorically Prabhupada writes here, you need to have a brahmanas and a kshatriyas. Because that one is the intelligent class of society. But now the whole society is run by vaishyas, less intelligent people. And that's why there is a chaos. You see everywhere. Who are the kings? Who are the presidents? Business people.
Lots of impersonalities, they are using the sun rays and going like that, and all souls just accept like the sun rays, and after that finish job and go to like sunset, and nothing is existing. Centering the impersonalities thinking like that.
Hmm.
We are the way of the sun.
Yeah.
And that means one with the sun. We are not different. Because sun is sun. And without sun there is no rain, no light, no heat, all the things. Same thing, we are not. That's why we are.
It does not have an existence without the presence of Lord.
The thinking, that's why we are one.
Hmm.
No injury.
But Prabhupada says,
Prabhupada says
distinctively that we are same qualitatively. लिंक क्या है? प्रभुपाद ने ये परपट में ये क्यों लिखा है? ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य के बारे में लिखते हैं और फिर गुड, यानी आपका ध्यान है, पढ़ रहे हैं आप. मुझे बताओ कि आपको लिंक क्यों नहीं लग रहा है? आप फिर से एक बार वो ये पढ़ेंगे? हिंदी आपके पास? माता जी, अब उसका अनुवाद पढ़ो श्लोक का. अभी क्या
इसलिए ब्राह्मण तथा क्षत्रिय एक दूसरे की बहुत साथ ही स्वयं की रक्षा करते हैं. कार्य कारण रूप तथा निर्विकार होकर भगवान स्वयं एक दूसरे के माध्यम से उनकी रक्षा करते हैं.
कुछ समझ में आ रहा
है? भगवान माध्यम बनते हैं.
भगवान माध्यम से क्षत्रिय ब्राह्मण गुरु
चलो आप सबका टेस्ट लेते हैं. इन्होंने पूछा वो प्रश्न का हर कोई उत्तर दे दो, क्या है, क्यों वो लिखा गया.
ब्राह्मण
वो जो पूछा क्षेत्र के क्यों कहा है,
हाँ,
क्या लिंग की है,
लिंग क्या,
हाँ, लिंग की तो यही बात है कि सबका शरीर का अपना अपना मालिक हम है, अपना शरीर इंडिविजुअल सोल जो है उसका शरीर का मालिक वो सोल है, लेकिन वो सोल का भी मालिक होता है वो भगवान है, तो इसलिए ब्राह्मण हो क्षेत्रीय हो वो दोनों के बीच में जो समन्वय रखने के लिए आपस में और किसी का जितना भी सोल है तो समन्वय मतलब क्या बोलते हैं उसको, एक आपस में सहयोगी भाव प्रोटेक्टेड करने के लिए, तो भगवान यहाँ बोलते हैं कि मैं क्षेत्र के और आता हूँ, मैं आप लोगों को लिंकिंग कराता हूँ, तो इसलिए चिंता मत करो, तुम अपना अपना उसको मारे होते हुए भी करके ये वर्णन बता रहे हैं कि समाज व्यवस्था में जो क्षेत्रीय ब्राह्मण वैसे सूत्र में एक आपस में मिलाप होना है वो कार्य भी भगवान कर रहे हैं, काज ऑफ इफेक्ट हो रहा ना भगवान, तो वो दोनों ही उनसे होता है, मेरा समझ तो यही जवाब
दादा यहाँ पे कैन स्पीक इन हिंदी, यहाँ पे एक क्षेत्रज्ञ शब्द इसलिए प्रभुपाद ने लिया है कि पहले वह बताते हैं कि ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय ये दोनों एक दूसरे को प्रोटेक्ट कर लेते हैं और ये दोनों मिलके पूरे समाज को भी प्रोटेक्ट करते हैं, लेकिन भगवान इन सबको प्रोटेक्ट करते हैं, ऐसा इसमें लिखा है अनुवाद में श्लोक में बताया गया। तो भगवान कैसे सबको प्रोटेक्ट करते हैं वो समझाने के लिए प्रभुपाद भगवद गीता में से वो क्षेत्रज्ञ इस भगवान के नाम को ले लेते। क्षेत्रज्ञ किसको कहा गया है कि जो सारे क्षेत्रों को जान लेता है, जीव को इस शरीर का क्षेत्रज्ञ कहा गया है, केवल यह शरीर के बारे में जानता है इसलिए यह शरीर को वो इस शरीर का रक्षण कर सकता है। तो उसी प्रकार से भगवान क्षेत्रज्ञ है जो सारे क्षेत्रों को जानते हैं, न केवल ब्राह्मण वैश्य शूद्र क्षत्रिय और मनुष्य प्राणी, बल अगर इस तात्पर्य के अंतिम दो तीन लाइन्स आप पढ़ेंगे तो उसमें आपको समझ में आएगा कि वहां लिखा गया है ना कि केवल मनुष्य बल्कि सारे प्राणी मात्रों के शरीर को भगवान जानते हैं, इसलिए वह क्षेत्रज्ञ है। और क्षेत्रज्ञ जो जानता है वही संरक्षण कर सकता है ना, जो जानेगा नहीं वो किस प्रकार से आपकी रक्षा करेगा, कर पाएगा नहीं। तो भगवान किस प्रकार से रक्षा करते हैं ये समझाने के लिए प्रभुपाद उस क्षेत्रज्ञ शब्द को भगवद गीता में से लेकर हमें समझाने का प्रयास करते हैं। आगे समझ बिकॉज ईच एंड इंडिविजुअल सोल इज अ क्षेत्रज्ञ फॉर हिज ओन बॉडी, ही नोज हिज बॉडी, दैट्स व्हाई ही कैन प्रोटेक्ट इट। सिमिलरली इफ लॉर्ड हैज टू प्रोटेक्ट एवरीवन ही शुड नो द इंडिविजुअल ईच एंड एवरी इंडिविजुअल एंड ही नोज इट, दैट्स व्हाई ही इज नोन एज अ क्षेत्रज्ञ। to just make us understand that how Lord protects each and every individual, Prabhupada has taken that word from Bhagavad Gita, Kshetra. ठीक है ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की